Could you imagine if Jordan Love had to step on the field for this fucking game? Drew loses a family member, and then a fucking Jordan Love knocks him out of the fucking playoff. No,
no, no, no. Aaron Rodgers has to sit because he's getting complications from the booster shot.
Oh, Drew, I'm so sorry.
Nah, dude, J.K. Scott's coming back from retirement. He's going to play quarterback for him.
Brett Favre runs on the field. The
fucking punter.
His Packers uniform.
J.K. Scott isn't retired, is he?
Yeah, somewhere.
The punter?
Yeah.
No, he's a look.
And this is why they shouldn't have got rid of Blake Bortles.
All right, we're going to – all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play a new segment. It's called Find J.K. Scott.
Where's J.K. Scott?
Where the fuck is he? Current team is Jacksonville.
Stop, so really?
Yeah, seriously. this concludes our this concludes our new segment. Where the fuck did J.K. Scott end up after?
Stay tuned for free agency when we do this again. Jordan Love's my favorite cornerback.
Stop. He's going through tragedy.
Cheddar cheese isn't even like that good. I'm much more of a Hoda guy. They shouldn't have cut J.K. Scott. When you do your comments, it's like you board a plane to L.A. and end up in Detroit, man.
No. My best friends are fucking idiots.
The band name is Soggy Pibbles.
Name's Jimmy Pibbles.
Supernova nuts.
Fucking sex dragon.
The weather may win this game. Mother Nature.
Bitch.
Gang, gang. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? And Chris. Welcome.
That's a fucking buzzer, Chris.
Yeah, at the buzzer. We were about 15 seconds into our intro.
Zach wouldn't give me a damn time.
You're right. what is time? A concept, really.
Just I think the weather's going to win this time.
Oh, don't you worry. For those of you that would love to listen to our podcast, we have a new intro. And Chris has made a beautiful appearance. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Garbage Time with Boda, episode 35. We are talking about a really big letdown of a wild card weekend. And we are going to
talk. You missed such a fucking opportunity there, by the way.
What?
We're talking about playoffs, and someone's going to go, playoffs?
What?
Tony Dungy.
Also lost.
Yeah, no. That one flew over my head.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Peasants. Listen, we're going to be talking about divisional round playoffs as well. So, any news we'd like to share before we move right into what a fucking shit show of a wild card weekend that was last week?
Yes, I'm pregnant.
All right, Chris is having my child. Next.
I'm also not pregnant.
Two-headed boy.
James is not having Chris's child, so that's good. that's good. That's good. I have no news. I'm not having anyone's child, so we're good.
Have you thought about having someone's child?
Playoffs.
Mathematically impossible, but
you're joking about that, but it's literally one of the most famous like football clips of all time.
I guarantee you if I saw it, I'd actually remember.
Agreed. I'm in the same boat there.
I'm a brick right now. What can I say?
A waterfall. Brick.
Water? What?
I think she's got it all. All
right.
You don't.
Really starting off hot, boys.
Yeah, we're starting real fucking hot. Sizzling. Let's go. Let's go right into it, boys. Come on. Wild card recap. Let's try and talk about the two decent-ish games that there were.
Yo, yeah, every game felt like it was just a fucking steamrolling. A shellac. If you will.
It was not good. Let's start with the decent games. We'll start with the AFC. That was the Raiders-Bengals game. That was a pretty close matchup. Pretty close game the entire way. No, you're fine. And you know, I feel like the Bengals, you know, came in. Excuse me. They handled business at home. They got the win. I mean, it didn't really feel like the Raiders had that much of a chance. I mean, they played well, but I don't know. You just sat there. You were like, yeah, the Bengals are definitely going to win this game. And they did. I mean, it was closer, I guess, than probably Bengals fans care to admit. But
honestly, though, I disagree with that solely for the fact that Derek Carr ended up throwing 310 yards and Joe Burrow only threw 244. So there were definitely times at the game where you thought the Raiders could have a chance. And I think all in all, they did have the opportunities to take that game, but they just didn't capitalize on them.
I want to hear what you guys think about the whistle call, by the way.
So I mean, I understand why people are upset. However, it's an inadvertent whistle, and I feel as though if the whistle was called like that, it's not like, I mean, that's the thing. He thought, the ref on the sideline thought he stepped out of bounds. Replay showed he didn't. Therefore, that should be a reviewable play. I'm sorry, but I understand the rules say that, you know, inadvertent whistle, non-reviewable play. And even though the whistle came as that ball was being caught in the end zone, I still think it's a touchdown. I'm sorry. It is. You can't take away that kind of play because of an official's mistake.
No.
You can't.
No. You look at that and say, like, that was a differentiating play. It really wasn't. I mean, at that point, the Bengals were already in the driver's seat. So, like, what the fuck is the difference of one touchdown? Now, granted.
Yes. But I think my only argument for it is a whistle is a whistle. And the point of a whistle is to stop the clock and the ball in play. So when that whistle blows, you can't go and score a goal in hockey after the whistle blows. You know what I mean? It's kind of the same. I understand the circumstances, but it's just it was a fuck up on multiple people's parts. But fact of the matter is the Raiders, I guess, had the right to be slightly upset about it because it was a whistle. It was technically a blown dead play.
I guess. I got to say, I did like the response by the NFL, and I feel like I shouldn't have. But it does feel like they took the lesser of two evils with that, saying, like, nope, didn't happen. Just ignoring the fact that it even ever happened, it, like, existed. I feel like if they had stopped the play and pulled a touchdown back in Cincinnati, they would have been dealing with a lot more of a recourse, repercussions.
I mean, the NFL has run that play before, a.k.a. Dan Snyder.
Right.
So
It happened.
It didn't fucking happen. What are you talking about?
Don't know what you mean. Fuck you.
John Gruden? Did you say John Gruden?
But that do you honestly think it would have been the better call to pull the play away at the time?
No.
Because then you're just admitting fault, and that ruins any validity of the NFL.
Right.
So as fucked up as it was.
That's my point, though. It's like you can't, like, I understand you have a whistle and it's supposed to be you know, end all be all, but you know, the NHL is different. I get your point, Chris. The whistle is the whistle, but the NHL doesn't also have automatic reviews like the NFL does. The NHL doesn't review plays within 2 minutes like that, like the NFL does every single game.
Yeah, but the NFL is also a toss up with those reviews. They choose what they want. I mean, they obviously can run it back at any point, but they choose what they want. Basically, the way I take it is, sorry to cut you off real quick, but the NFL chooses their decisions. It's not, they can go against the rule book at any time that they want to say, oh no, this is the play. So, and that's what the issue is the fact that they went by their standards, what they thought was right at the time. That doesn't happen in another league because you go by that rule book and those are the rules. The NFL stretches their own rules to play in the favor of what they want. It doesn't matter if it's in the favor of what team or what team it is. They just go by their own favors.
Yeah, I mean, that's also fair. We've seen a lot of that, you know, being impartial or being completely partial, I guess.
Yeah. The only other thing I can have to add to that is how many times have we seen like a fumble that could have been a pick six or something, and they blow the whistle dead, and the guys stop running.
Yes, fumble equals pick six.
No, I'm just saying, we've seen multiple occasions where there is a fumble, the opposing team picks it up and starts running it all the way back, and they blow the whistle dead.
They blow the play dead.
They blow the play dead, and it could have been a touchdown, because then they go, oh, it is a fumble, and we'll spot it at the ball.
Right.
So.
But I mean, again, even so, like plays like that, I understand as well, but this is a completely different, you know, a completely different scenario where you have a player who supposedly stepped out of bounds. The ball is in the air, about to be caught. The only I guess judgment call would have what was if Joe Burrow had stepped out or not. And you know, that is something that is you can see. It's finite. Like, you can see that on the field. You can see that through video replay. Whistle or not, that should be a touchdown no matter what. And I understand that at the time, when the whistle blows, the play should be dead. It shouldn't have been a touchdown, yada, yada, yada. My point is, you should be able to go back, review it, and say, you know what? It was an inadvertent whistle. He was in, and that is a touchdown. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I'm bipartial with this, and I also agree when that I'm just trying to play both sides. I also agree
the ball was impartial.
Whatever.
You're afraid of bicycles?
What? Point being, the ball was already in the air, and at that point, it's too late to blow the whistle and blow the play dead, anyways. Unless it was like a false start or something. So I agree that it's a touchdown. I agree with the call. I'm just saying the NFL plays both sides, and they kind of decide what the matter is.
Another point about that play, because I feel like we're harping on it a little too much, in my opinion. Sorry. Fuck Raiders Twitter, who said that, I forget who was on coverage there, but could have caught them, and like he gave up because of the whistle. I think it was CJ Uzama on the catch, had like 5 yards of separation in the back of the end zone. There was no catching him. It wasn't like he pulled off.
But that's the thing. The whistle didn't blow until the ball was in the end zone.
Yeah, so it's just the Raiders Twitter trying to be like, oh yeah, he knew the whistle was coming, so he stopped.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he heard the whistle. He pulled off. Like, no.
What's the first thing you learn as a kid when you play Pee-wee? You do not stop. You never stop.
Don't follow your coach into the shed.
Yes.
That's pretty sound advice. It's pretty good advice.
But you're literally taught your whole entire life growing up and playing the sport that you do not stop. That you always act like that play is live, you know?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so that game there, obviously the controversy behind that, moving on to 49ers Cowboys with more controversy and just poor decision making. I can't even begin to fathom how Cowboys fans are feeling. Probably very dejected. Good for you. You suck anyways. But I mean, the end of that game, seriously, what the hell was that?
Both quarterbacks tried to lose the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both quarterbacks acted like they were rookies. If you're Jimmy Garoppolo and you see Trent Williams moving and you literally have to fall forward, you don't have to gain anything extra. You have to go
first down.
Like, you know Trent Williams has to be set. You've been a quarterback for how fucking long in this league? Come on. And on the other end of that, if you're Dak Prescott, and I know Cowboys fans are fucking livid about this, if you're Dak Prescott, you know that fucking referee has to stop and touch the ball, set the ball, and make sure it's good. Don't try to fight him off. Mm-hmm. You tried to, like, box him out halfway. Like, if you want to look at like what Larry Fitz used to do, where he was like the king of just like throw it, keep the fucking play running, keep the play going, like keep our momentum. Like, yeah. We have to do this one thing and let it fucking happen.
He knew that as a receiver. Dak Prescott's a fucking quarterback. How many times you fucking line up?
Yeah.
Figure it out.
But that goes into what you just said about the Raiders, too. The fact that they're trying to cover their ass and say, oh, well, the reason we did that run is because we knew we'd have time to spike it. Like, honestly, 29 yards to slide in the middle of the field, whether there was 10, 20, or 30 seconds on the clock, that was not a smart play. It does not matter.
I'm disagreeing with that. I don't necessarily hate the play call because the Niners were expecting the pass. But if you're Dak Prescott there, you get the first down and you hit the dirt. You don't try to get that. I think you get 13 yards on that run. I think you try to get it. You hit the dirt. You let them reset. You spike the ball. Dak puts you in a way better position than the moronic shit. I was going to say stupid, but moronic shit you pulled. I don't think it's the worst call. It doesn't make 100% like connective. Like there's some wires there that were fucked up. But
no, that's what I'm getting at is that the call itself wasn't horrible, but the fact of the aftermath of it, anything could have happened on that play that would have caused those 4 seconds to run out. You know, if there was, and then when you're rushing to spike the ball, so much as a false start would have cost them that game. So yeah, hitting the dirt would have been a much better way. And it's just the fact of the matter is it was poorly planned out, I think, and then they tried to catch themselves in it.
I have two more points about this game, but I want to hear Zach's thoughts, so I'm gonna sit back for a sec.
Oh, all right. Well, no, I was shaking my head because I'm getting a new kitten on Sunday. My sister's like, I'm coming for tomorrow. And I just shake my head because I tried calling her like 3 times to tell her. She didn't pick up. And now she thinks that the kitten's going to be here tomorrow. So I'm going to let her show up and have her be severely disappointed because no one's going to be home. Anyway. Do you hear me?
Yes, but I will.
No, but I'm talking about like later in the day because she works. But yeah, no, that game, I mean, it was a decent game. You know, obviously the man that stole the show. Stole my heart, Debo. Mr. Do It All. I mean, come on. Seriously. It's impressive as fuck how good he is playing both positions. Like both positions. He is explosive as a runner. And that first step off the line. I mean, he is just so good.
I feel like as fans, Debo got this tag that we kind of associate with a negative connotation. It's the same idea we do with like a game manager quarterback. But as a gadget player, you think like, all right, he's kind of like whatever, like jack of all trades, master of none. Debo's a gadget player in the best way, where you can use him in any aspect of that offense and he's going to be successful. And that's who you have to play through. When you thought for a while it was going to be George Kittle, and I mean, theoretically, it could still be George Kittle. But you have Debo Samuel, and you should use Debo Samuel as the Swiss Army knife that he is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He can run any route he wants, any type of run play he wants. I mean, he's built, he's made for it all. It's super, super impressive. You know, I think the Niners will go as far as Debo can take them.
Yeah, I still think Jimmy's the question mark there.
And that's the thing, you know, if Jimmy's getting the ball out to Debo and he's getting the ball out fast, I mean, you know, it's out of Jimmy's hands. It's physically in Debo's hands. If they get Debo the ball 12, 13 times, 14 times passing, and then, you know, throw him 20 rushes or whatever, I don't fucking know. It's a ridiculous amount, but.
Could you imagine if he's getting like
I would love
8 receptions a game and then fucking 20 carries on top of that?
Let's do it. Let's send it.
Chris, I don't know if you have any more points before I go off on my points here, but go ahead because it's very anti.
Go.
Okay. Point two is my well thought out James take. Point one, I don't want to hear shit about Trayvon Diggs being like elite anymore.
Garbage. He is not good. He's not.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
No, because you and I had the same thought, right? The fact that Trayvon Diggs is getting all this fucking hype, because he's Stephon Diggs' brother and has the most interceptions in the league is asinine. The dude lit up more than 1,000 yards receiving this season.
Yeah.
How many touchdowns? Oh.
All right. See you, Chris.
All right.
I mean, Lord fucking knows how many touchdowns. He couldn't cover Brandon Ayuk all day. And I'm not saying that's an easy thing because Brandon Ayuk is a star in himself. He's
good.
Like, long, fast wide receiver. But if you're this elite dude, you should be able to cover him. Jalen Ramsey could shut him down. He has. Fucking go down the list. Jair shut him down. Any other cornerback can shut him down. Trayvon Diggs, same Trayvon Diggs who we saw get burned by AJ Green on a fucking little like hip shuffle and launch.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. I think that people that are hyping up Trayvon Diggs are stupid. Stupid.
You ready for take two? The Cowboys window has just went boom. Their playoff window is slammed shut.
Let's hear it.
So they had this year, right? They're pending free agents. They've got Michael Gallup, which is like the big highlight name. They're not going to be able to re-sign him. Cedric Wilson's done fine, but they're not going to be able to re-sign him. He's going to end up leaving. They're not going to be able to fill gaps through free agency. They're going to have to do a great job drafting because Dak is owed, I think, 35 next year and then somewhere in the 40 range in 2 years. Zeke, on the other side of that, also owed north of 20 plus I think another like closer to 30 number the year after that. So they're going to be in salary cap hell. Dan Quinn, I'm not going to pretend to fathom why he's getting a fucking head coaching opportunity. But if he leaves, that sucks because he's done great things with that defense. If Kellen Moore leaves, which in the same boat, I don't understand how he's getting fucking job offers off of 2 seasons. Then guess what? There goes your offensive coordinator. There goes your defensive coordinator. Two of your major points of success that put you as a well-rounded team gone. Salary cap hell. They notoriously haven't done great drafting. They've just been in a good position to get people like CeeDee Lamb and like Micah Parsons. Wow. Real shock that Micah Parsons is going to be a generational talent. They're going to have to rely on that. They can't get any real free agents without like working some deals, I guess, and getting lucky.
I hope. Can we trade? Can I trade? Yeah, that's yeah. No, agreed. Can we give him Nelson Agholor? I want to cut his salary. Just
Amari Cooper, another impending free agent. He's either a free agent this year or next year. Not gonna be able to re-sign him. You're gonna have to pay CeeDee. And guess what? If you can't do that, because you already have Dak tied up in money and Zeke, who Zeke's not gonna be worth shit in 2 years, you're fucked.
Royally fucked.
Royally. That's all I got.
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, I can go on. We can go on days about the fucking Cowboys, but let's just briefly talk about all these other games that were absolute fucking shit shows. Patriots, Bills. Patriots did not show up. Their defense was awful. God. Awful.
The Patriots were still in Foxborough.
Yeah, that's also fair too. They didn't fucking show up. They didn't show up. Eagles, terrible.
Yeah, look at that.
The Cardinals. I'm sorry. The Cardinals, fucking awful. Like, I think, yes, the Patriots did get blown up. I think the worst performance on Wild Card Weekend was the Cardinals.
Yep.
The Cardinals were awful.
That was
Kyler Murray looked like absolute asshole on the field.
But what is happening with them with the second half of the season? It's been like this since week 11.
Last year, same thing.
What did I tell you all? What did I say?
Listen, I called the Rams, but I did not think that the Cardinals were just going to not even lay a goose egg, but like just shit all over themselves like that. I thought they were at least going to play somewhat decent.
No, because this is who Cliff Kingsbury is. He has these sparks as a coach, and they're fine. They're great. But then the second half of the year, his teams collapse. And like I said in the show, you can't have a fucking
At one point, didn't you want to nominate Cliff Kingsbury for Coach of the Year?
Not a fucking shot.
Someone here. It was someone here wanted to nominate Cliff Kingsbury for Coach. It was not me.
No, because Cliff Kingsbury is a fucking hack, and the meme's been going around, but it's true. How do you go 13-19 in college football with Patrick Mahomes? It wasn't like he was a bum in fucking Texas Tech. Kid was a stud. I don't get it.
Dude, Cliff, he's not Cliff, a coach. Cliff Kingsbury makes James very angry. And I don't understand how he
gets all the success, and most of it was based off of Kyler being able to do shit. But once Kyler collapses, you can't adjust as a coach because you fucking suck.
Also, when Kyler collapses, he collapses hard. I mean, he would have been better with the stale potato chip out there. Kyler has been so bad the second half of the season. It's not even up for discussion. I mean, the Cardinals have a lot of pieces to fix.
Yeah.
I mean,
nah.
Yeah, the Cardinals have a lot of holes they're going to fix. They need to fix. Chandler Jones gone. See you later. He's not coming back.
Future New England Patriot.
Oh my god. When they let him go, I was so mad. So mad. They won another Super Bowl. I think no, two. They won two without him. Obviously amazing, but I mean, just like Trey Flowers, Chandler Jones, those two big name pass rushers that they let go still ended up winning Super Bowls without him. But like, man, that would have been nice.
You could realistically see, I mean, I doubt it happens, but you could realistically see both of them back in New England for the next 2 years.
That's the thing. New England's defense loves to bring old people back. Kyle Van Noy. I mean, I can go down.
That's the thing, because it's worked. It's worked so well. I mean, obviously the end of this year didn't pan out, which is fine, but bringing Kyle Van Noy back, bringing back Jamie Collins, bringing back at least bringing those two. I had a third name, but
Kyle Van Noy, Jamie Collins, there is
yeah, see, he's gonna do it too, and then no one's gonna mention that he fucking did it, but whatever, I did it first. Bringing those names back.
Are you so salty?
I don't know, I'm tired, all right, leave me alone. Bringing those guys back and, you know, help to fill the gaps in the linebacking core. They played really well this year. I mean, Kyle Van Noy played really well for them this year. Did not play very well for the Dolphins last year. So, I mean, it's just something about getting the most out of players. Belichick defense can do that. But let me think about it. What games have we not talked about? Bills, Patriots, don't want to go into it. I'm still salty about it. So,
I mean, the main thing about that game is the Pats didn't even show up.
They didn't fucking show up.
I hope Belichick had them get off the plane and do sprints, because that was an embarrassment for all of New England. Mac Jones had his time to shine and the whole entire team didn't even show up.
I know that's a Belichick thing, is like do the sprints, but I just don't understand in your brain where they just land on the tarmac at Logan.
Right on the tarmac. On the fucking plane.
Get on the line, we're doing sprints.
They have to close a whole lane down at Logan just so they have to do sprints on the tarmac.
I want you to run from here to Winthrop right now. Do it. Then run your asses back.
You think Belichick has, but
they took a bus to Suffolk Downs. They just ran the Suffolk Downs course.
That was really cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Continue, Zach.
I mean, there's like a track there. Is there not? Am I false here?
You're false.
What?
I am false. All right. Eagles, Bucks.
That was a no-brainer.
That was a tune-up game. That was a tune-up game for the Bucks. I mean, seriously, like these wild card games were fucking terrible. And then Chiefs Steelers. Does
Big Ben kind of curse them to begin with? I'm just here to have fun.
He looks like he's throwing a sack of potatoes out there.
You know what was my favorite thing about this game is that after the first quarter, I was like, they might have a fucking shot.
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
Like, Steelers might be able to pull this off. Yeah. And then by the end of the second, I was like, no.
Yeah,
I think I think Chiefs only scored 14.
No, the Chiefs are up 21-7 at the half. Well,
there you go.
And I was like, yeah, that's done. We're done with that.
Oh, interesting. Here you go. You're on the relevant game.
Okay, Brett, we'll circle back to this. But I think my interesting thing about the Chiefs is they were exposed for the first like five games of the season. They were horrible. You know, the Chiefs couldn't get anything going at one point in the season, and everyone had the footage to get them back like that. So I think when it comes to playoffs, more for the preview for the upcoming weeks, the Chiefs are a beatable team. They're not like they were in years prior where it was like, fuck, it's going to be Chiefs in the Super Bowl. They're a good-ass team. They are a very beatable team.
And they're playing the one team that I think will beat them. If they had
one
to,
team
if
that
they,
could.
I mean, they already did the season, and they did
it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So we can use this as a transition point, I guess,
and go into divisional round preview because I am not talking about that Patriots Bills game. I'm not.
When all the fans on Patriots Twitter said 27-3, I've seen this before.
Yeah, I saw that and I went, no, it's not the same. It's not the same. Don't. Really, it's not the fucking same.
It's a once in a lifetime.
Not the same. No, not even that. Like, it's not even about that. It's about the comeback aspect of it. But like, no.
Everyone,
five touchdowns, 4 incompletions for Josh Allen. I'm sorry, but no.
That's what baffles me more than anything. He went out there and, I mean, he exposed our whole entire defense, and I don't even know how you could live with that. The defense didn't even fucking show up.
They
every
took the
coverage
last
I saw, they were like at least 3 yards off the player.
They took the last 30 years of just being everyone's bitch and was like, nah, fuck this.
No more.
20 years of being the Patriots' bitch.
Not today.
10 years in the 90s of losing 4 straight Super Bowls. They were like, nah, nope, all set. We're good. We're good now. We'll take this. Yeah, I know.
Also, but, those touchdowns over J.C. Jackson.
Yeah, he didn't play good.
Were they?
Didn't play good that game.
There was like, I know the deep digs one was. Jackson was in coverage for a lot of those, dude.
Wow, yeah. It still stands by my point. The whole defense didn't show up, but at those, what was most shocking is it wasn't like the Pats defense. They were just really, really off. They haven't played like that the whole season. And this was one of those games. Obviously, this was a win or lose game, a win or go home game. And
their worst game of the season. Yeah, it was their worst game of the season.
Yeah.
Hot take. But yeah, let's go. Let's transition before I start having indigestion. It's already happening. Bills and Chiefs. Bills at Chiefs, I should say. The number 2 and the number 3 seed in the AFC got a nice little spicy matchup for you guys. Like we said before, this is the team that can beat the Chiefs. This is the team that has beaten the Chiefs this season. It's a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. So there's that blood. Give me the Bills. Give me the Bills after a very convincing blowout of the Patriots. Give me the Bills after last year's heartbreaking loss to the Chiefs. Give me Stephon Diggs. Give me Josh Allen. Give me that defense.
It's happening.
I want to see the Bills win. I really want the Bills to win. But I think Mahomes will go off again. It's going to be Chiefs.
So you guys have kind of summarized where you can go with this game, right? And Josh Allen is playing like the superhero quarterback. He's playing out of his fucking mind right now. And the Bills play through that. They have for his entire time there. That being said, we do see a lot of ebbs and flows with Josh Allen. I feel more comfortable putting my theoretical money behind the team that's more well-rounded and could get it done even when Patrick Mahomes wasn't at 100. And granted, he did lose earlier this year to the Bills. I think that the Chiefs come back and win round 2 on this one. I think it's going to be a shootout, though. I think this is going to be like high caliber, like offensive battle. I think we talked about it last week. Didn't we say it was like 2018 Chiefs? Like this is going to be that. Or Chiefs Texans, sorry.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think this is the game where we see that for real.
Yeah, I mean, we could. They're going to Arrowhead, you know, so it's a whole different ball game. But I don't know. Like I'm huge into motivation, and you know, obviously the Chiefs, the Bills lost, beat the Chiefs this season, excuse me, and they're thinking about that AFC Championship game last year. I mean,
the picture of Stephon Diggs staying out on the field, watching them get the AFC Championship trophy sticks in my mind. So I'm gonna stick Bills. I think that they carry their momentum from last week and take care of the business. So
it's valid. But
I agree.
It's too close to call, honestly.
It is. It's two very good teams. I mean, both teams are in different positions that they were last year. You know, Bills, the Bills are a more well-rounded offense this time around. Yes, they do run through Josh Allen. However, you know, the rushing attack has gotten a little better as the weeks have gone on. He's utilizing Dawson Knox a lot more than he was last year, and that's helped them tremendously. And you still have Stephon Diggs. You know, you still have Gabriel Davis. You still have Cole Beasley. So it's going to be hard for the Chiefs to keep up with that. You know, I think I look at it like this, right? Obviously the Chiefs offense is better than the Bills. I don't think by much. The Bills defense is a step above the Chiefs defense. I look at it like that and I see the matchups. I see the Bills coming out on top. But we'll see. We'll see. But
and it's also, like I said, obviously, at the beginning of mine, it's hard to argue. If Josh Allen is firing like he did against the Patriots and he's playing Superman, I'm taking the Josh Allen. Like, after the first quarter, you'll know who won this game, I think.
That's fair.
Even
That's
if fair. It ends up being a shootout, I think you'll be able to tell which quarterback is it.
All right, cool. Well, I think what we can do for this, too, is if we want to do our picks for this week for the divisional, I can make a post. To kind of couple in with the podcast, but let's move on to Titans and Bengals. Bengals at Titans. We're gonna see the Titans in action first. Firsthand, do we see Derrick Henry?
Supposedly, he cleared contact.
Yep, I saw that. All signs are pointing to getting Derrick Henry back for that game. If Derrick Henry does indeed come back, Titans all the way. If he doesn't, I'm going to go sneaky pick. I'm going Bengals. I think Derrick Henry makes or breaks this game for the Titans.
I like what you're saying because we already know Derrick Henry's a game breaker. But I'm going to point out something, a little in-depth research by your boy here. Because I already knew, not that depth. Not like, oh, the Bengals on 50% of their drive within, like, fuck off. The only person that could lose on this game, in my mind, is Zach Taylor. I'll preface what I'm about to say with this. In his bullshit play calling and not being aggressive on first down. He ran the ball a fuck ton on first down against the Raiders. And that could have cost them, realistically. They should have aired it out more. Especially because Jamar Chase was covered by some fucking retirement home scrub. But the Bengals are looking like, what, Tyler Boyd is a slot receiver, 6'2". Jamar Chase is 6'0", I think. T. Higgins, 6'4". When you look at the Titans depth chart, let's see, Janoris Jenkins, who I think is questionable, 5'10". When you look at Bud Dupree, actually 6'4", but he's a linebacker, so this is a bad click. So what I was doing while you were doing this is they're all sitting under 6 feet. They're living around like the 5'10" range. And I'm going to take the athletic physical monsters that is the Bengals receiving core to overpower that these, although great defensive backs, Kevin Byer can't do everything himself. I'm going to take the Bengals passing attack to beat the Titans. I know it's not a popular pick with our viewers, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And a lot of what you said plays into why I would pick the Bengals to win this game if Derrick Henry is out. If Derrick Henry's in, I'm sorry, you can have the best passing attack you want. The Bengals do not have a good enough defense to stop Derrick Henry. They don't.
No, you got to stomp on that foot.
Agreed. Especially him coming back and being perfectly healthy. There's no chance. No chance.
I mean, you say perfectly healthy, but let's be real.
Okay. Be like 80%. 80%, but 80% of Derrick Henry, who's still better than 8% to get on the field for...
The same Derrick Henry that like led the league in rushing after like 4 weeks of him being out.
He was the most Russian in the league.
The.
So, Chris, who are you going with?
Titans. 100% Titans.
Okay.
I don't think I think the Bengals look good, but I don't think they're division around material. They're not going to make it past.
I mean, that's a fair point. They barely beat the Raiders, so. But, yeah, I mean.
What did you say?
Because they weren't aggressive enough. Fire Zach Taylor.
Fire.
All right, let's move to the NFC then. We got no more comments. Excuse me. Let's do, what do we got?
I don't know, did you click it?
Yeah,
we just sit it. Here.
Rams at Buccaneers. It's a fire-ass matchup. James, you should know who I'm taking this game. You should know who which team I'm taking.
I don't know.
You don't know, why?
I'll say my hot take is that this game is going to be a fucking blowout.
Really?
Oh, I think the Bucs are going to steamroll. Antoine Winfield coming back healthy. I think they got it. I think the Bucs have it in the bag, and I'm locking that.
Yeah, I'm gonna disagree with you. I think the Rams take care of business easily.
See, I didn't know who you were going with.
All right, yeah, because the Rams play very well against the Bucs. Hmm. Every time they match up, I got shit on. The last, okay, James and I went on to another podcast, and there was a Bucs-Rams matchup, and I was called a fool. And guess who won that game? Guess who fucking won that game? The Rams. The Rams, they curb stomped the Bucks. All right, so
yeah, it's playoffs now, though.
Doesn't matter. I'm going with the Rams. I'm going with the Rams defense. The Rams defense is going to stop Tom Brady. It's happening.
Spoiler alert: Chris picks Tom Brady. Chris picks the weather again.
Go there's weather. There's a fourth option.
There is a third option: murder. Dude, you just can't
die.
Playoff Tom Brady is a different breed. You all know it. And I just don't see... I think... No offense to Matt Stafford, because I think he's a great quarterback, but his inexperience in the playoffs definitely comes into play here. And OBJ is about to test positive for PEDs, so... No,
I know what he's referencing, but fuck you,
bitch.
I just think the Bucks are gonna fix their mistakes from the last time they played the Rams. I think that they're still coming off of last season. They know what this round is like in the playoffs. They know where they got to be. The Rams definitely have that steam coming behind them, but it's a different game. They have Matt Stafford. They have OBJ. Two great players. Don't get me wrong. But playoff inexperience, and I think that may affect them, and I think the Bucs can outshine the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Chris and James, it's okay to be wrong.
We'll talk about this Sunday. We'll talk about this Sunday.
All right. What?
It's okay to be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a gut feeling. I think Brady's not going to play his best game. I think the Rams are going to get to him.
Oh, so it's not you talking; it's your gut.
Yeah, it's my inner colon.
It's my IBS.
Indigestion.
Yes, IBS.
I be shitting.
You know it.
Irritable Buck syndrome.
49ers at Packers is our last game to talk about for the divisional round.
The worst possible matchup for Drew, because the 49ers give him nightmares.
Reasonably so.
Nightmares. Headaches.
So Aaron Rodgers is gonna get COVID on like Friday.
He's gonna break his collarbone while he's shopping.
Dude, imagine Drew would be
trying to pick up
digging
a big
his own grave if that happened.
Could you imagine if Jordan Love had to step on the field for this fucking game?
Drew Lewis is a family member. And then a fucking Jordan Love knocks him out of the fucking playoff. No,
no, no, no. Aaron Rodgers has to sit because he's getting complications from the booster shot.
Oh, Drew, I'm so sorry.
Joe Rogan gave some bad scientific advice and Aaron Rodgers got sick.
Jordan Love.
Nah, dude. J.K. Scott's coming back from retirement. It's going to play quarterback for him.
Brett Favre runs on the field. The
fucking punter
in Packers uniform.
J.K. Scott isn't retired, is he?
Yeah, somewhere.
The punter?
Yeah.
No, he's a look.
And this is why they shouldn't have got rid of Blake Bortles.
All right, we're going to... All right, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to play a new segment. It's called Find J.K. Scott.
Where's J.K. Scott?
Where the fuck is he? Current team is Jacksonville.
Stop, so really?
Yeah, seriously. this concludes our our new segment. Where the fuck did J.K. Scott end up after?
Stay tuned for free agency when we do this again.
Oh god. yeah, I'm going Packers in this matchup. I don't think the Niners are the same kind of team.
What a fucking transition.
I don't know. What am I supposed to do with that? I don't know.
I'm going Packers here. I don't think the 49ers are the same team that they were. The last two times that they played the Packers are a unit. Their defense is so much better than they were last year. Rodgers is firing on all cylinders. Davante Adams is nasty as fuck.
How many cylinders does Rodgers have?
MVS is actually, they're utilizing MVS the way that he needs to be utilized as a deep threat. And Alan Lazard has stepped up as a true number two.
V12?
I think he's expected to be out.
Okay. Whatever. Sure. Fuck up my day.
Sounds good.
Where is J.K. Scott?
Can we get J.K. Scott on? He's like, is that a zero in the corner? What's that mean? It's like, don't worry about it, JK. You're a fucking punk. Look, so you said it, Zach, but this Packers defense has been elite, and they've been missing two of their stars. I'll take that. And then they're also getting David Bakhtiari. Is it back or Bach? I'm going to go Bach. Bakhtiari. They're getting him back as well on the offensive line. Like, game over. Packers. Although I do love the Niners, I do think they're like a feisty team. Like I said last week, Packers. Not even a question, Packers.
Packers as well. It would definitely like to see the Niners put up a fight, but I think Garoppolo doesn't have it in him to bring this team to another victory. And like you said, the Packers are just... Packers are good. They're fucking good.
Yes. Why don't we move on to a tweet that just came across my desk?
You saw that, right?
The Texans completed an interview with Josh McCown. Josh McCown for their head coaching position today.
Nice.
Hines Ward, Josh McCown.
How can it possibly get this bad for them? How?
Don't knock on Josh McCown. How dare you?
Don't also pretend like Josh McCown is going to be a good fucking coach after 1 year off.
35 years of playing extra backup QB.
The Jets' all-time franchise quarterback, Josh McCown.
Yeah. You ever heard Josh McCown's quote about jerking off?
No.
All right, hold on. You guys keep talking. I'll find that.
All right. Noise. More noise.
Noise. National Porn Sunday.
Oh, God.
More noise.
No, I don't know what we're supposed to fucking talk about while he's trying to find this fucking weird-ass quote from
Zach.
Josh McCown. I don't know. I feel like we're going down the rabbit hole and it's going to end up at Rex Ryan's foot fetish thing. So why don't we just wrap it up? All right, well, any other football thoughts before we hear why Josh McCown is weird, I guess?
I can't find the actual quote, but it's something like you board a flight
thinking you're going to LA and you end up in Detroit or something like that. That I'm not even kidding. That's like the idea of the quote.
That was very anticlimactic. I'm very disappointed in you, and now I'm going to sign us off.
It makes no sense.
Fuck you.
That's what you were trying to pull off. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into Garbage Time. We are the Three Stooges. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, and whatever the fuck I am. I don't know. Tweedledum ass. You know where to find us. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We are on
Stitcher.
Twitch, Stitcher, fucking TikTok. What else? We got anything else? Not that I know of. I don't think so. YouTube. Hey, we're on YouTube. I forgot about that. Go check out our YouTube. We got tons of content on there. Yeah. So thanks for watching the show. Love you guys. Stay soggy.
Stay beautiful. I love you.
Stay chrism.
This one's for Drew. Drew. Bye.
Jordan Love's my favorite cornerback.
Stop. He's going through tragedy.
Cheddar cheese isn't even like that good. I'm much more of a Huda guy.
These are all just cold takes now. Keep going. Just keep it going. We got like 25 seconds.
They shouldn't have cut JK Scott. When you jerk off, it's like you're bored of playing to LA and end up in Detroit, man.
You got any more? We got 15 seconds.
Yeah, I know. My best friends are fucking idiots.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's all I got.
Pepto-Bismol.
Cheese.
Cheese.